Technorama episode 345 for June 13th, 2012. Every episode is handcrafted.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I was told there's a new girl working here. Her name is Summer Solstice.
Over there, in the media corner.
Woohoo!
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama for June 20th, 2012. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate giving us your time. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and as always, right here, virtually next to me in the Binary Studio, is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm feeling quite fatherly today.
That doesn't bring on good connotations, but I know what you mean.
What? It's Father's Day. We're recording this on
Father's Day. As we record this, it is Father's Day. Yes, it is. And happy Father's Day to every one of you and every one of your fathers, because I presume everybody out there has a father of some type or another.
How the little geek fathers doing their thing.
Coming up in this episode, we have a smartphone app that is the best thing since sliced bread. If you didn't already drink the Kool-Aid, you may not want to. And frightening news about the new Batman movie. None of that and more coming up right after this.
I like great.
The Flashbulb Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. From cosmic horrors to fisticuffs, fast cars, and smart mouths, we've got a chill for every spine. Find it all at flashbulb.com or search for it on iTunes.
Hey, every week we do this show live on Google Plus Hangouts. If you haven't already done so, follow Craig or me. No, you circle people here. I always get that backwards. You follow people elsewhere. You friend them on one thing and you circle them on another. Just
follow us and tag us in your circles.
Pretend we're in Photoshop and lasso us or something.
Lasso us.
We're going to make a new web, a new social media site.
Yeah, it just throws everything in there. By the way, I had this Foxtrot cartoon hanging in my cube.
Yeah.
And his sister walks up and says, "What are you doing? I'm making a new website for the school." "Oh, really? What's it doing?" He says, "I'm using JavaScript, HTML, PHP," he names everything. He says, "What does it do? I'll let you know when I get done."
He spent so much
just
time
lump
in
everything
framework.
In it.
Yeah.
Ajax, this, that, yeah. It's funny.
So let's look at who do we have in the chat room. We have a live chat room going on every Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern time, and Craig and I are always there. We have a minimal crew here tonight. I guess everybody's watching the U.S. Open or something. I don't know. But hopefully,
the U.S. Open?
Hopefully more. Yeah. Aren't you a golf fan? I am.
Sure.
It's a good finish. I'm recording it as we finish, and I'll go finish watching it when we're done.
I see.
So, yeah, it's a good tournament. Good tournament. I'm all about the golf. Went golfing this last Saturday, too.
Actually, you know what? Harrison's going to golf camp tomorrow.
He is.
Yeah, so maybe he can teach me a thing or
two. Has he ever gone before?
He did some, like a golf camp about a year ago. I think it was last year, as a matter of fact. But this is a little different. But, so yeah, we'll see how it turns
out.
Cool.
Let me know if he has a good time or not.
Mm-hmm, I will.
Looking at our birthday calendar, we have ASCII Adam on the 21st from The Hook Show. June 22nd, Lance Heath and Jack Stevens. June 25th, we have another pair, Mark Shepard from Wichita. Hey, longtime listener, one of our originals, usually in the chat room, but hasn't been for a while. Also, Jim Gookin from Philadelphia. June 26th is Patrick Norton. We talked to him once upon a time. He was one of our early, early interviews. If you want to listen to that, go way back in the archives. You'll still find him there.
Hey, I was waiting for you to say, "I'm sure he's listening," because you say that every time that we...
Nah, I gave up on that. And also June 26th is the daughter of Will the Computer Guy. If it happens to be your birthday and you're not on the birthday calendar, we wish you all the best this week. And if you want to be on the birthday calendar, head on over to thechuckchat.com/wiki or go to the Technorama site. There's a wiki link there. You can add it. It's totally free. We don't bug you and you get a shout out on your birthday. How's that? It's better than Facebook. Yeah. You don't have to subscribe all your friends.
Sounds good to me. As long as you just wish me happy birthday and go on your way.
Have you used that Facebook calendar request thing?
The my calendar?
Yeah, what a... I'm trying to be civil-tongued about this, but it is just a waste. It is the most frustrating Facebook thing I have ever done. Because
no, wait a minute. Did you go through with it?
No. I can't figure out how without some gyrations or inviting all my friends, which I don't want to do. So I've got about 12 of these requests stacked up. It says, Sarah wants to, you know, add you to her special birthday calendar thing. And Dave and, you know, everybody else wants to add me to the calendar. Well, so you click on the link and it takes you to this page that is mostly ad. And then you have to, like, sign up and subscribe all your friends just to let them add you. And I said, no, I'm not even going that far. So then I went to the other events and I said, okay, so there's a barbecue next week and a baseball game the weekend after. I'm not going to that, and I'll, oh, there's how you add. No, you click on those, and it brings you to the same thing. So I just blocked the app. I said, this is stupid.
I think it's funny when you get event invitations on Facebook, and they're like in Europe or some, you know, somewhere where you're not going to be.
Very geographically oriented. Yeah. Well, you never know. I might be in Phoenix in 6 months. Who knows?
Well, yeah, it's like it's nobody's fault, but I got invited to the Farpoint Media pool party, but it's like, there's no way I can attend. Oh, because it's like, it was like in 3 days when I got the notification or something like that.
Yeah, I got one for like the next day, and it was even in town, but still, next day, not going to get a whole lot of response, but you never know, maybe there's an opening that somebody has.
I don't think I've gotten an invitation for any event that was relevant to me in my geographic, you know, situation.
Just turn it off. Turn it off. Let's do the history thing before we get too wound up in Facebook chatter.
The history thing. I like that.
On this day in history for June 20th, 2012. It was on this date in 1214 that the University of Oxford received its charter. I think Stephen Hawking was there when it opened.
And that same date in 1819, the U.S. vessel SS Savannah arrives in Liverpool, England, the United Kingdom. She is the first steam-propelled vessel to cross the Atlantic, although most of the journey was made under sail.
They didn't trust the new steam engine.
I guess not.
Witchcraft, I say.
Yeah, they left the coast. Turn it off. All right, show's over.
Samuel Morris receives his patent for the iTap today in 1840. I made that part up. His marketing team later renamed it the Telegraph.
Yeah, I can see that was better marketing there. And it was also today in 1877 that Alexander Graham Bell installs the world's first commercial telephone service in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Caloranda, whatever I was trying to make up.
Rates were immediately increased. The busiest railway... Does that mean he had a monopoly on it for a while?
I guess he did.
The busiest railway station in India, Victoria Terminus, opens today in 1887 in Bombay.
And on June 20th, 1893, Lizzie Borden is acquitted of the murders of her father and stepmother.
Toast of the Town, later renamed the Ed Sullivan Show, makes its television debut 64 years ago today.
And also today, in 1963, the so-called Red Telephone is established between the Soviet Union and the United States following the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I thought that was between Batman and Commissioner Gordon.
That's right. Beep, beep.
That's Asteroid right. Eureka is discovered June 20th, 1990.
And I'm not looking at the list here. Here I am. And now, 9 years ago, the Wikimedia Foundation is founded in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Happy birthday goes out in the state to Greek-born South African astronomer. Wow, that's quite a country twist. John S. Paraskevopoulos.
Wow.
Born today in 1889.
Also born today in 1894, Lloyd Hall, the American chemist.
One of the most famous actors to play Robin Hood, Australian actor Errol Flynn, was born today in 1909.
I don't know why Robin from Batman just popped in my head when you said that. Huh. and German physicist and astronaut Ulf Myrbold celebrates his 71st birthday today.
I think he got punched in the gut.
Oof. Yeah, oof. Hey, speaking of Batman, oof.
Pow, zlonk.
Bam. Pow. Yeah.
The woman who does many voices on The Simpsons and Futurama, Tress MacNeille, turns 61 today.
And finally, actor John Goodman turns 60.
And that's the way it was on this day in history for June 20th, 2012.
If you don't believe us, look it up.
Good news, anyone?
Hey, you might want to hang on to your old computers because they might be worth something.
Maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, according to Engadget, Sotheby's, you know that auction site, has sold an Apple One, wood case and all, for $374,000.
Billion dollars.
And apparently the Steve Jobs Atari note went for $27,500.
Hmm. Hey,
so here's an
way,
update for all the yeah.
I was going to say, didn't we see one of these at the Computer History Museum?
We saw the motherboard, not the case.
No, we did see the case. We saw a case similar to this one, but it had Woz's name written on it.
That was just a plywood board that the motherboard was nailed to or screwed onto. It didn't have keyboard or anything that looked quite as pretty as
this. I'm going to go look through my pictures because I swear, I think we did.
No, I don't think so. It was in that case by the hard drive thing.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to question your solid memory.
I have solid state memory.
Solid state.
You walked into that one.
Ba-dum-tsh.
If you recall, it was just a few weeks ago when Sotheby's announced it would be auctioning off an Apple One motherboard, cassette interface, and its basic programming manual, originally set to fetch upwards of $180,000 US. Just this week, the hand-built piece of computing history from 1979 was sold to one lucky phone bidder for an even more massive $374,500. As Apple Insider notes, the computer is one of six that's accounted for out of 50 that are likely still out there. Ooh, garage sale.
No kidding. By the way, let me share this picture and you can see I was slightly mistaken. That's what we saw.
Yeah, that's what we saw.
Yeah, it says Woz up here at the top. You can probably see my mouse flipping around.
Yeah,
it's
signed by Woz up there. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yep.
That's
yep.
what it is. Sorry. All right, excuse me.
Mwahahaha.
Hacks and strange stories.
So for all you people, you know, I think you ought to send this to Manager Tools, because I think this has Manager Tools written all over it. If not, it's got Technorama written all over it, and we'll take it.
There's a steel briefcase that you can just break out a grill in the middle of a meeting.
That's right. For those board meetings where you might want a hamburger.
To liven up those board meetings, how about a cheeseburger?
Who's up for brats? Everybody loves charcoal smell in the boardroom.
Hey, what? Oh yeah, that's it. You just want to light up some charcoal in the indoors.
I can just see this on some James Bond movie where he's walking through the airport and he drops this off next to the diamonds and he picks up the suitcase full of diamonds. The guy gets to the other end and he goes, "Where's my diamonds?" But I got this cool grill. Mission Impossible. Dun dun.
James Bond's got this little smile because he swapped out his the diamonds for a grill.
This actually, you know, the grill thing does kind of have James Bond written on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know what? When I look at this thing, I keep thinking the little sides would come off a little too easy and everything would just fall in your lap.
I like the way they wrote this up. Got a big presentation to give at the board, but haven't been prepared one bit? They won't even notice your complete lack of research if you show up carrying a briefcase that unfolds into a compact grill. The $52 Darwin Triangular Barbecue doesn't quite have the same capacity as your backyard griller at home, but you can still squeeze at least four burgers onto it at one time. Just don't forget to fill your suit jacket pockets with charcoal briquettes ahead of time.
Hey, wait a minute. You did say Darwin, and I mentioned the charcoal's falling in your lap. I'm telling you, this isn't right.
I knew I bought that charcoal colored suit for some reason. It won't even show the stains.
We're going to take Craig out of the gene pool.
With the Darwin brief. Yeah, yeah, not a good branding name. No.
I will.
Might as well just call it the dumbass griller.
Yeah. That's funny.
All right, I have a new mission. Next time I go to an Apple store, and I get there about once or twice a year, either Chicago or Milwaukee or somewhere along that. Mm-hmm. According to Gizmodo, Apple tilts their MacBook Pro exactly 70 degrees.
And why is that, Charles?
Well, according to this, the main reason notebook computer screens are slightly angled is to encourage customers to adjust the screen to their ideal viewing angle. In other words, to touch the computer.
Ah,
Apple wants you to see the display for yourself and experiment with the apps and websites to experience the power and performance of these devices.
Well, actually, I know one of the rules of sales, especially retail sales, is if the customer touches it, they envision themselves owning it.
Right, right.
So Apple, if you touch it to flip the screen, you kind of go, oh, that's nice.
And the Apple employees actually have an iPhone app to ensure it's exactly 70 degrees. So my next mission is to flip them all either wide open or shut them all down just to mess with them.
Hey, I've also got an app that'll help them out. The bubble level.
Yeah, that's probably what they're using. It's probably why they came out with that app.
Actually, to be honest with you, it's a cool app to have. It's not necessarily on my, I don't have an iPhone, but I did have one on the iPad that I've used and on my Android phone. I was able to, you know, level something pretty easy.
We use it every year to hang the Technorama sign at Dragon Con.
Yes. Yep. That's a tradition, man.
Works pretty good.
Yeah.
And Mad Marv sends us in our last Hack and Strange story. This is for designers that constantly doodle. It's basically a desk with a big post-it note on the top.
Isn't that sweet?
That's nice. Throw that picture up there.
Let me see
for
if
those
I can
who constantly forget
that.
To wear their post-it watches, I know I always am, and like to take down notes on their desks, Milan-based design firm Soup Studio created an almost ideal workstation for designers that always give you access to reminders and free doodle space called the Post-it-table. Or post-it table. They kind of mash post-it with table. The desk is a stack of giant post-its so that users can doodle away and take notes without the hassle of looking for a clean piece of paper. I have one problem with this. What is always on your desk? Computers, phones, speakers,
wait a minute. This
gadgets.
Isn't for that kind of desk, though.
You just have a dedicated doodling desk?
I've got a drawing table.
This looks more like he's in an asylum room or something.
Asylum.
Brick walls, a table, and a chair.
Yeah.
This looks like you know who could have used this?
Who's
Walter
that?
Walter on Fringe. He was locked in a room like this, and he carved into the table.
Hmm.
He could have used a big doodle pad.
A doodle pad. I think it's kind of cool. I would totally go for one.
But then when you want to get to the next one, you got to clear off your desk to rip the paper off.
Actually, I mean, it would be cool if you were in like a planning session and you were trying to design something.
Then you just use one of those easel things with post-it notes, dude. Then you still got your whole desk to yourself.
That's what this is.
Yeah, but it's horizontal. And you got to clear it off to get the next
page. As opposed to being tilted
at
exactly 70 degrees on an easel.
Oh my goodness. Thanks, Marv, for that one. We have Remember When. I saw this and I just couldn't pass it up. 13 tech sounds you won't hear anymore.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think some of these are, dude? Take a guess. Did you open it up already?
Yeah, I've already done it this week.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
No, go ahead. Play some for the
video. Okay. All right. What do you think this one is? I get this going here. Loading, 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 loading. Do you remember this sound?
No, it sounds of silence.
Yeah, the sound of YouTube loading. All right, we'll come back to that one, I guess.
Anyway, let's list some of the sounds that are on here.
The troops are busy tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Sound of a VHS rewinding. Not so old. I just heard this Friday night because the girls wanted to watch the Aristocats. So we had to rewind the VHS tape. We still have a VHS.
The Aristocrats.
No, Aristocats.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Everybody wants to be a cat. Come on, sing it. The whir of a floppy disk drive. The only place you hear that these days is in those songs that they make out of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about, let's see if I can pull this one up. How about this one? Here's one that you won't hear very often. Right?
Yeah.
The only time you hear that is if you have a landline. And fewer and fewer people are having landlines.
That's right.
The speed of a dial-up modem doing its handshake thing. You know, I have modems around here, but I don't know who else to call.
You know what's funny?
There's not that many dial-up numbers anymore.
Well, I was listening. Actually, I listened to that, and I went, you know what? I actually miss that a little bit. not that I miss it where I need it to get on the internet. I just missed listening to it.
I was listening to the one further down, the dot matrix printout, and I could tell by the sound it was a 24-pin printer instead of a 9-pin printer. Could also tell where it printed out lines versus characters. So it's pretty bad. I mean, it's almost as bad as recognizing the DTMF tones on a phone.
Yeah. Well, if you can,
that was a three.
If you can tell what letters they're printing by the dot matrix, then I'd be impressed. What's that? Timmy stuck in a whale?
Yeah. It's the missing 18 minutes of the Watergate tape in hard copy.
We named our printer Lassie.
It could tell you anything. Clicky keyboards. I don't know if that's too far gone. I still can make fair racket on keyboards. I mean, they're not.
If I could get one of these old IBM keyboards, and well, I can. I guess I could convert it to USB and type away on it. I used to love.
I wonder if somebody still sells those in USB form. A Bluetooth version would be fun. Why don't you hack that up for me?
You know, that'd be cool. Set up your iPad and then.
Just make all kinds of noise in the conference room. The keyboard's bigger than the iPad.
Damn, Chuck's doing.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sound of a CRT TV going on and off. Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I still have one of those in the house somewhere.
Actually, here you go. I like this one right here. Let me fire this up. Here you go.
Ah, I feel like I'm ready for a massage.
It's like some new age music. I'm ready to relax. Anyway.
Just saying, somebody got paid to make that.
Yes, that it did. Mind. I remember, what was that? I can't remember what it was. I saw it on a long time ago. They were talking about how much they got paid to make the ta-da. Just yep. The ta-da. But they got paid for it.
Somebody got paid to do Nabisco.
That's true.
By Menon. And like, really?
Yahoo!
Actually, I don't think that guy got paid enough.
No, wasn't there a lawsuit about
something
that?
Something like that. We have to go back and look. Hey, we're going to take a real quick break.
We probably talked about it in episode 3.
Right. Isn't that the one where Darth Vader falls in the lava?
Probably.
All right, we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be back in the media corner where we have some movie news and something you might want for the zombie apocalypse. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The righteous dude is just a guy trying to get through each day. Yes, it's a Christian podcast. Yes, I did just say, piss you off. A small little furry creature. Creature. You have Baptists, you have Catholics, Lutherans, all these different churches. I call them different flavors. Look at it this way. We're all fruits, just not all the same kind. Download the Righteous Dudes Dudecast at therighteousdude.wordpress.com.
Here at the Center of Podcast Studies, we know the dangers of podcasting and what you should avoid. Here's a sample.
Oh, it works.
Yes, I got it back. I got every bit of it.
It's small, fast, does hex and block edits. But
oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that last time.
We're your geek morning show.
That's the thing about podcasts.
We can be up anytime.
Don't listen to this while operating heavy machinery. You could spit out your water. I wonder what you'd get. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and make my comment.
Hey, wake me up when you're done.
I completely missed that one.
The writers of Back to the Future didn't see that one coming. Thanks, man. I had to think about that.
For your own research materials, visit chuckchat.com/technorama. Protect yourself.
First up in the media corner, we have Paramount has put the brakes on one of the movies I was least looking forward to. I don't know
Breaking
about you,
news.
But the whole Ninja Turtles thing, or aliens from not Ninja Turtles, whatever they were supposed to be, they're not going to be anything now. Michael Bay has had the bag put on it.
Yeah.
Or actually, Paramount put the bag on Michael Bay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans can breathe a sigh of relief today. It appears that the reboot of their franchise, headed up by Michael Bay, has been put on hold. Paramount has decided to put the brakes on the reboot of the franchise, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Production has been shut down, quote, indefinitely on the project so the script can get work.
That doesn't sound good, does it?
I don't think the script was the part that needed work, but we'll see. Paramount may be gun-shy when it comes to big-budget tentpole projects. Without a solid, complete script after the debacle that World War Z has become. Of course, the project isn't entirely dead yet, but it appears that fans can rest easy that the controversial aspects of Bay's reboot won't make it on the silver screen anytime soon. Hip hip and hoorah.
I was just thinking, you know, Paramount had Battlezone, Battleship. Isn't that right? I'm trying to remember if that was them or not. That was a pretty big, yeah.
Did that ever come out?
Battleship?
Was that released?
Yeah, it's come and gone. I was trying to see if that was, I think that was a Paramount movie as well. So,
boy, what a fizzle that had.
I know, it came and went and. Paramount probably is a little gun shy at the moment, but
yeah,
they got big things coming. You know, they got Star Trek and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to Star Trek. We'll see what happens.
I was gonna say, what's so funny?
No. I'm looking forward to that. I'm just still thinking about Battleship.
Well,
C3. No, I'm sure it would have been better.
Paramount. Am I not right with thinking that that was G.I. Joe as well? Yeah, see, Paramount bumped G.I. Joe from this year to next year as well.
Oh, darn.
Remember that?
We talked about it.
We talked about that about a week or so ago.
Yeah, because the first one was such a huge success.
Actually, the first one wasn't bad, but I think they said this one needed some work. They blamed it on the 3D conversion or something. Stupid. I'm like, you know, you don't have to use that as an excuse with me, because you better impress me to make me want to do 3D. There'd be something worth seeing, you know what I mean?
So, oh, yeah.
Anyway, speaking of something worth seeing.
Speak of something worth seeing.
Yeah, you're familiar with The Walking Dead?
Yes, familiar.
The TV show?
Yes.
Well, apparently for those that are going to Comic-Con in San Diego this summer, I think it's July 12th through the 14th, across the street at Petco Park,
Hey, if I extend my business trip out there.
Huh?
Hang on. If I extend my business trip out there, I could go to Comic-Con.
Oh, well, let me tell you about this. Okay. You may want to check this out as well. They'll have tickets available, and and the tickets will specify the day and time that you're supposed to show up there, right? And mm-hmm. You go to the baseball field, and what they'll do is you'll be sent into action in waves every 20 minutes. You get to either beat a zombie or run from a zombie. And you have to make it to, what do they call it, the survivor's area, where the government will check you out and make sure you weren't touched by a zombie.
Okay.
So you get to run around the whole stadium as a bunch of people are chasing you down. Now, if you go to be a zombie, they'll have professional makeup artists dress you up and everything.
Cool.
Not only that, but the 100th issue of the Walking Dead comic is coming out, and participators will get a copy of it, and you can go and just spectate. So you could probably go and just shoot video, spectate it, and they'll give you a special poster as well. So I think it'd be a lot of fun.
So they're doing this throughout all of Comic-Con?
Yeah, it's across the street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from where they're doing it. Yeah, that's what it says. I don't know.
Across the street is the gas lamp district. That's like their downtown restaurants and shops and stuff.
Well, here's what it says. It says July 12th through the 14th, while the big convention is going on in San Diego. Yeah. Another event will be taking place right across the street at Petco Park.
Oh, Petco Park. That's not exactly across the street. It's sort of down a couple blocks, but okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Google Maps. But
been there. It's not
okay. Well, anyway, I think the Walking Dead Escape sounds like a lot of fun. You can either spectate or participate and be a zombie or a potential survivor.
Okay.
So
neat.
Wouldn't that be fun?
They'll call it Deadco Park.
Yeah. I wonder how much the tickets are. Buy a ticket. Let me see real quick. Okay, you can buy a ticket to spectate or be a walker. Oh. $15. No re-entry to be a spectator. Buy a ticket to survive. $70.
What would you do?
I would want to be somebody running from the zombies. I think that would be fun. Exhilarating.
I would be a zombie.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Hmm. No, I think it'd be more fun to be running from them than trying not to be touched. But either way, I think it would be fun. I would do either one, to be honest with you. But, yeah, you should see about if you can go. That'd be cool.
Yeah, my flight comes back on Thursday, but, it'd be a shame if I missed that and had to stay for Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. Well, links are in the show notes, Chuck, so you can follow up on that and check it out.
I'll do that, or I'll have one of my coworkers who will be going to Comic-Con follow up on that.
That's right. And speaking of zombies...
Speaking of zombies...
Yeah. Wait a minute, Why not pair up some wine with that beautiful brain? No,
just in case you wind up on the wrong side of the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
So and you want to know what goes with, I think everybody's familiar with the scene from Silence of the Lambs, right?
It wasn't
the
a zombie.
The other day,
exactly,
I had a man's liver with a nice Chianti and some fava beans. Right?
Or perhaps a little bit of rat poison.
Well, Chianti apparently doesn't really go that well with liver, or human liver anyway. So
you
can find out what wines go with what parts of the human anatomy with this helpful guide over at IO9.
We're grilling wieners tonight. What wine would... Never mind.
Oh! Yikes.
That's as far as I'm taking that joke.
Please, thank you. Thank you. And finally, we have, apparently the Hokey Pokey is older than we thought. It was originally written by William Shakespeare. Oh, proud left foot that ventures quick within, then soon upon a backward journey live. Anon, once more the gesture, then begin. Command sinistral pedestal to writhe. Commence thou then... The fervid hokey poke, a mad gyration, hips in wanton swirl, to spin, a wild release from heaven's yoke, blessed dervish, surely canst go, girl, the hoke, the poke, banish now thy doubt, verily I say, 'tis what it's all about. I'm not sure what part I was supposed to put in, but it was fun.
I think this is the case where the children's version sounds a little more enticing, but...
At what part do you... I can just imagine him doing the chicken dance. Whoa. Oh, wait, there's no words to chicken dance.
Yeah, let's get him on Sesame Street.
Or Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Did you see that video a couple weeks ago? The Mr. Rogers remix?
We talked about it last week, didn't we?
I don't think we did.
We didn't?
I don't think so.
I did watch it, though.
And that was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, and watching it made me think how much I miss Mr. Rogers, actually.
Yeah, everybody misses him. Our former pastor was good friends with him.
Oh, for real? Really?
Yeah, he used to work him into the sermon regularly.
Hmm.
It's kind of cool.
You've seen him preach there?
Not Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Mike Dismer was our former pastor.
And he was a friend with...
He was a friend, yes.
Fred Rogers, okay.
Yes. So, on that Fred Rogers neighborhood note, we come to the end of the show.
What? No, it's not the end of the show, is it?
Say it is so, yes.
Wow, we buzzed through that one.
Yeah, we did. A lot of fun. Let's get the listener back to work now. Go back to work.
Put your heads down.
Focus. Focus. Oh, wait. I can just put my glasses on. That'll help focus.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate your support. If you like the show, there are many ways to show your love. You can call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. We haven't heard from you in a while. We'd love to. 206-222-2428. Or you can email us, technorama@chuckchat.com, or follow us on Twitter. See Tomasi, Step K, Technorama. Go over to Google, like we said, lasso us. Put us in the bucket. Whatever you do over there on whatever social website you got, take care of it and take care of us. And we'll let you know on Google Plus when these Hangouts are out, so you'll see it. Or you know what? You just go Sunday night. Go to the website. We're right there on the front page. Craig has this special cool thing that does that. The chat room. It's all right there. We'd also love to see a review on iTunes. Haven't seen that in a while. You know, it's free. It's easy. You just go over there. Done. Special thanks to Mad Marv. Roll the music. We're gonna put music back in. Yeah.
There we go.
Special thanks to Mad Marv for providing all the great blog content during the week. We're also throwing things out on Facebook and Twitter and you name it. We're throwing it around. And everybody who joined us on the Hangout tonight, thank you for joining us. Joining us in the chat room, thank you for listening and downloading. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all the great podcasts over at Farpoint Media. You can find them at farpointmedia.com. Pretty catchy, isn't it?
It's very simple.
And like we've always said before, tell someone, anyone, they don't even have to be a friend, share the good news of Technorama, brother.
With your enemies.
And they'll love you forever. Until next time, binary high five.
101.
Bad program. We always have bad programs.